The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated.
Hi, everybody. I'm Steve.
These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example of church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with step four of the addiction recovery program.
As my wife says, and I quote, this step is where Lot's wife looked back. It was definitely hard to do. So, I in my addiction for 12 or 13 years, I was in my opiate addiction. I did a lot of things that hurt a lot of people. And because of that, I ended up getting blessed to go to Salt Lake County Jail as well. And like Robert, that was holy ground for me. That was where I was able to meet my Savior, and the chains of addiction were finally loosed. I guess you could say, even though I was locked up behind bars, I was finally liberated, and thank goodness for that. There's a couple things I wanted to touch in the manual real quick. It says how to do an inventory. One way to do an inventory is to list memories of people, institutions, or organizations, principles, ideas, or beliefs, and events, situations, or circumstances that trigger positive and negative feelings, including sadness, regret, anger, resentment, fear, bitterness. Some items on that list may appear multiple times. That is okay. Do not try to sort or judge or analyze at this point. For now, the most important thing to do is be as thorough as possible. I had 7 months to where I could look into the mirror of this step, which that's exactly what it was. It was like looking into the mirror and reflect on the kind of person I had been. The Savior brought all of my stuff to remembrance, and I knew exactly what I needed to do in order to change and live a more fulfilling life. My life was in shambles, and thank goodness for my Savior, because without Him, that would have been a mess to clean up. But needless to say, I started writing my list and all my inventory, and I got a couple pages down on paper, and it was awfully hard to keep bringing things to remembrance, because it hurt. It hurt awfully bad. Some of the people I had hurt, some of the relationships I had destroyed. But I continued to pray, And, you know, I was working this step with the desperation of a drowning man, because that's what I would have done if I wouldn't have worked this step, is drowned. So I got it all out on paper. It took me a while, a day, I think it was about a day. And it was a lot of crying. My cellie probably thought there was something wrong with me as much as I was crying. But I did get it all out there. So there was a lot of bad things about me that was hard to swallow. I just wanted to touch right here really fast. It says, as you gather courage to see yourself as you really are, God will open your eyes and you will begin to see yourself as He sees you, as one of His children with a divine birthright. Take this step and keep your eyes on that birthright. I am so grateful that I was able to focus and see that I still had worth, because, wow, some of the things I had done, it just blows me away. But the Savior is merciful, and He wants us to know that we are His sons and daughters, and that we do have a divine birthright. And I want to close with just this last paragraph really fast. After you have completed your written inventory, and when the time is right, those portions that include negative or angry expressions, accounts of personal transgressions, and any other sensitive matters that should be shared with others or passed down to future generations should be destroyed. The destruction of these writings can be a symbol of your repentance and a powerful way to let go. At times, I wish I still had that list, but I took the advice here, and I took that big list that I had with all my sins and the things that I had done, and I actually just crumpled it up and flushed it down the toilet there in the jail. And it was a symbol of me letting go of my past. It symbolized a lot of pain, a lot of weight I had been carrying around for so long, a huge elephant I had on my shoulder that weighed me down so much. I was finally able to let go, and it is because of my Savior and how He broke the chains of addiction for me. This step is one of our Savior's tools to set us free and liberate us and give us joy and peace and happiness that we can't even comprehend. And I'm thankful for that. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Steve. Thanks, Steve.
The full episode for Step 4 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.